also a continuation of the previous TH. But the problem is all these greedy people who take millions of times more than they need, or whatever, much more. And if we would rather share, at least not take from each other, then, you know, all of us here can live, you know, happy lives. And if you think that only you deserve that happy life and the others, you know, such as some would say is their karma, you know, their destiny, they're not meant to, they don't deserve to have it, the standard that I have. We have worked for it, me and my forefathers and mothers, and we are the great ones. You know, that kind of pride there. And I would say lack of empathy and these normal virtues that a civilization should be, when we know it, built upon and used to be built upon. At least more than now, it seems. But now there are people who are virtuous and good and righteous and honest and compassionate, and you know, and those people we should look up to and follow, be influenced by, elect as our leaders. And we just need to learn a little bit the basics of ethics and morality and what works and what doesn't, how we should be and how we shouldn't, what actually is good and evil, and live good and not evil. And then it's not so hard to learn to see, to spot a psychopath, a narcissist. Those who are there, up there, you know, they're good at smiling and good at using media and dressing up and talking and looking really good. And if you want someone honest, they will be honest, oh yeah. But you know, that's how they will appear to you. That's how psychopaths are. They're really, really good at acting the way they need to act to get their interests satisfied, if they would ever get satisfied. So, if you have leaders who are plundering the world, albeit looking very good and talking very nicely, especially if they're saying openly, we're just defending the interests of us and our country, and well, if you scratch a little on the surface, you will generally find that it's more about us, meaning them, and their bodies, and their country. You know, they can take billions and billions of your hard-earned tax money and waste it on weapons and bombs and wars. Money that, of course, goes into their military industrial system. Money box. So we just need to learn to see a little bit clearer what's going on, and then live our lives according to how we understand is the best way to live, or at least a good way to live, and avoid those parasites. Vote for others. Non-violent. Non-cooperative. And all that. Gandhi, Henry David Thoreau. Learn from the old wise ones. And when are we gonna get this together? We're gonna fix it. We did so before, we humans. Whether the big leadership mountaintops or we ordinary folks here, the grassroots, who are the ones doing all the work and at the end of the day anyway. Those building the buildings and emptying the garbage and repairing the stuff. When you're a big billionaire, multi-billion house breaks and they come and they fix it for a tiny little salary. And then they go home and they're happy with their families. If they just get enough to have a nice, proper, decent home, food on the table, nice clothes, and an education for their children, and so on. And then we should learn. And it's not that hard. And you don't need to make it into some fanatic cult. But you know how to live ecologically, organically, sustainably, in harmony with not only each other but nature. In other words, the animals and the plants and Mother Earth herself. And you know, that's also simple, easy to learn, simple principles that people on this planet have followed thousands of years. No need for PhDs. But rather mainly inheriting the experience and the knowledge from our forefathers and mothers. This is culture, you know. So with these words, I end the year 2024 saying a prayer for humans on Earth, and that we may please get some help here to wake up. Maybe you need to crack that hard shell around the heart, but it's just good for you. things seem to break and fall apart. Your plans. Fail. Yeah, some may think I'm a loser. But actually, everything that happens is there for us to learn. And sometimes we just have to come back down to earth again. And actually come back more to reality again, where we are not the big gods and emperors. Maybe. And where all our plans and plots, well, simply weren't realistic. And there's nothing, no need to feel bad about that. It's just life, you know. We always, all of us, go through things. And I think we all of us have that experience when it falls apart and we still go on and we learn from it. And yes, we find ourselves on another level, a more mature level. And the way I see it is that yes, this is where we stand now, we humans on Earth. Time to take a step forward and mature and wisen up a bit. So with this, I wish to say Happy New Year to all of us. Hare Krishna.